everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. This is Jocelyn. I'm thankful to be sharing with you all once again. I pray that this word encourages you and enlightens you and gives you an encouragement that all you need is found in Christ Jesus, and that he has a wonderful plan for your life and so much more beyond what we could have ever imagined, because life with Jesus is so much better and greater. Today I am titling this message called Purpose Over Preference. And it was actually something that I was talking to another sister in Christ about, and she was sharing with me, and we just got to talking about this topic, and I wanted to share with you all as well because it blessed me so much, and I know it's going to bless you. So I want to start by going to 1 Samuel chapter 15. So I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, "One day Samuel said to Saul, 'It was the Lord who told me to anoint you as king of his people Israel. Now listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies has declared. I have decided to settle accounts with the nation of Amalek for opposing Israel when they came from Egypt. Now go and completely destroy the entire Amalekite nation. Men, women, children, babies, cattle, sheep, goats, camels, and donkeys.'" Now, skipping down to verse 8. So Saul got the army together and things like that, and he was going to do what the Lord said. And so in verse 8, it says, "He captured Agag, the Amalekite king, but completely destroyed everyone else." So now the Lord had told him to destroy everybody, but he decided to keep the king. So verse 9, "Saul and his men spared Agag's life and kept the best of the sheep and goats, the cattle, the fat calves, and the lambs, everything, in fact, that appealed to them. They destroyed only what was worthless or of poor quality." Now, skipping down to verse 22. But so the Lord was upset, obviously, because Saul had disobeyed the Lord, and he had rejected Saul. And so in verse 22, the prophet Samuel said to Saul, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." So once again, we're talking about purpose over preference. Now, not all the time what we want, speaking of ourselves, is what is best for us. You know, just like for an example, a parent and a child. Sometimes the child doesn't know what's best, what the right decision is to make. And so God has placed a parent to guide the child in the way that they should go. Scripture says that. So it's the same thing with our relationship with Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us in the way that we should go. And when we decide to go on our own being, or what we think is right, or what we think is best, not all the time is that going to benefit us by going by what we want. And it's key here, because we see that going by what we want is walking in disobedience, and disobedience is as rebellion. I mean, disobedience is as sinful as witchcraft, because that's what scripture tells us. So when we desire our preferences over our purpose in life, we have become our own God. And we see that's what happened to Saul here. He was king, right? He was king. But the Lord told him to do something. He decided not to do it. He decided to go with what he wanted. And then tried to lie and turn it around and say, oh, I was sacrificing them for you. But God knows your heart. And so he lost his place as king. So we have to be careful not to allow our own fleshly desires come in the way of what God has desired for us. Another example of purpose over preference is found in the story of Esther. If we skip down to Esther chapter 4, this is right after she's already became queen and everything, and Mordecai has found out about this plan that Haman has for the Jews, you know, to kill all the Jews and all this thing. And he goes to plead with Esther and tell her, you need to go, you know, before the king. You need to ask him. Basically, you need to stand up for, you know, our people, because she was a Jew, but they didn't know that, you know, the king didn't know that. But if we start at verse 10, it says, then Esther told Hathach to go, and Hathach was Esther's attendant, to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. So she was telling Mordecai, all the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his scepter. And the king has not called for me to come for him for 30 days. So Hathach gave Esther's message to Mordecai. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. He said, don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? And we've heard, you know, that scripture quoted many times, but it's true, because in reality, as queen, she was kind of, you know, she could have protected herself. She didn't have to stand up, you know, against, not against the king, but like against what was happening to her people. And she knew the risk that she was willing to take, you know, to stand in front of the king was greater, because was greater than what she thought, because God was calling her to a greater purpose. If she would have just went with what she wanted, her purpose wouldn't have been fulfilled, what God had for her. And so later on, we see that in the rest of her story in the Bible, because later on, we know that decrees were made and the Jews were able to overpower their enemies. So there are many examples, you know, in scripture where it talks about, you know, purpose over preference. The same thing with David and Goliath. David, he was going to check on his siblings to make sure, you know, they were good for this army going against, you know, the Philistines. And this big Goliath guy is talking about their God, and David, he wasn't called to fight in the battle. He could have been like, oh, you know, that's not about me. I'm going to mind my business, you know. Or he could have thought to himself, you know, I'm too small, but he didn't have that mentality. He had the mind of Christ. He knew that greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world. So he knew that God was with him. God was going to back him up. And so the purpose that God had for his life was able to be fulfilled by him being obedient to the Lord. And so this purpose over preference is in another way you could say it's spirit versus the flesh. So if we go to Galatians chapter 6, or no, chapter 5, sorry, chapter 5, verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions." So your spirit and your flesh are constantly going at it. But in order for the spirit to overcome is how? By feeding the spirit. How do you feed the spirit? By being in God's word, by staying in communion with God through prayer. And you have to crucify your flesh. Another scripture I want to share is Galatians 6, verse 8. It says, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So it says it right there. If I'm going off of what I want to do, my fleshly desires, giving into the flesh, all I'm going to receive is death. There is no life outside of Christ. Your life begins when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have purpose in Christ. Your purpose is found in Him. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." I'm going to go to that verse real quickly. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." As you seek the Lord, He will begin to reveal Himself to you. As you stay in the Word, the Word becomes real to you. You know, Spirit versus flesh is another example of saying being in God's will and not in God's will. We're not in God's will when we're in our flesh. But how do we be in God's will? We be in His word, because God's word is His will. Conform to the word and not to the world. The world will say, oh, do you know, self-love, all that stuff. But you don't even know what love is until you come to Christ, because God is love. Well, I pray that this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. You know, ask yourself, am I following God's purpose, or am I following my own preferences? Am I following the leading of the Spirit, or am I following the leading of the flesh? Am I in God's will, or am I not? Amen. I want to also invite you all to our Houston Young Adult Service this Friday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. Please make sure you invite a friend, and we hope to see y'all there.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.